Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I tell you, I'm happy tonight because I've got Jesus down in my soul. He's a wonder. He's a waymaker. He's a good God. He's a mighty good God. He's a friend. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. I'm not feeling the best for the last half an hour or so. I seem to be attacked with a sinus attack. But however, I'm here. To God be the glory, for this is our first service of the new year. We thank God that we made it over into the fourth day of this brand new year of 2023. And we don't know what our future holds, but one thing I know is that I got Jesus, and that's enough. I got Jesus, and he's more than enough. I got Jesus. He is my all in all. Without him, I would fall. I got Jesus tonight. So I got the best friend in the world. And the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Are you happy tonight that you are in the will of God? Are you glad about it? Can you do like David and say, taste and see that the Lord is good? If you were to witness to someone tonight on the street or in the grocery store or at Walmart or at the gas station, at Family Dollar, in the Dollar Tree, can you tell them like David, taste and see? That the Lord is good. Someone is going through and don't know the goodness of Jesus like you may know. But can you share with them that God is good, greatly to be praised? God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I've heard of so many deaths in this year alone. It just got started, the year. And I've heard of several deaths from my hometown in New York. Brother Billy died, and now Brother William died, and Mother Fanny died, and a little fella in Florida, 29 years old, he passed away. All of these people are connected to me from my hometown in New York. And today is just the fourth day of January. And these people are gone. They made it over into the new year, but they haven't. They haven't. They haven't gone any farther than this day here. But you are yet in the land of the living. God has allowed you to still be in the land of the living. And it's time for you to give him praise. Give him glory. Yes, you got aches and pain. Yes, you got your sinuses dripping in your throat. But you're here to declare the works of the Lord. You're here to tell somebody, Jesus said, I've heard the joyful sound. To the utmost, Jesus said, and he can pick you up and turn your life around. Jesus saves. Oh, my God. And as I offer can say on our program, we can make mention of bereaved every time we get on the air. Because I may not know them, but you might know them. So tonight, we pray for all of the bereaved families all over the world. I know their name or not. It's not important. Jesus knows who they are. Yes, I do know a few of them that I made mention of, but they're not the only ones. The Short family, the Davis family, the Pinckney family, they're not the only ones sad tonight. The Wilson family, the Cowell family, they're not the only ones sad tonight. There is others that I know not of, but God knows them all. So we ask God to strengthen them. And my own family, the Law family, my cousin, 38 years old. I told you all last Wednesday night that we don't know if we're going to make it to 23. I told you all last week, someone is not going to make it in these next 3 days. And the very next day, my own family member died. Young man, 38 years old. But Noah had it going on. Just purchased a couple of years ago a 5-bedroom house and owned another house. Come on here. Life is not no crystal stair. That's why we got to make every day count. We got to live our lives as if it could be my last time. So therefore, I will not hold any animosity in my heart against my brother or my sister. My friend, my neighbor, so you did me wrong. It's okay. Get over it. Because you don't want to go to hell for not being able to forgive. Because the scripture lets us know, Jesus said, if you can't forgive, then I can't forgive you. So who's more important, them or Jesus? In my book, I found Jesus, he ranks higher over my cousin who did something or said something about me that I don't like. My neighbor across the street scandalized my name, but she's not important. I want to see Jesus. So I may have to cry because of what she said about me. I may have to shed some tears, but it's not enough for me to walk around with it in my heart every day. This is a year that everyone say they're looking for blessings. Well, I want to serve you notice. This is a year that you better be looking for Jesus. Because he's the only one that will make a difference in our lives. I thank God for the new year. I thank God for the lighthouse where I live. Oh, I say maybe about 25 miles from where I live in New York, where I grew up at in New York. We have a place called Montauk Point. And at Montauk, there's a lighthouse. And many of the ships, when they're out in the ocean and the fog is so thick and heavy or the wind is blowing so hard, they look forward to seeing that light at the top of the lighthouse. And that light helped them to guide themselves in to safety if it be so possible. You better thank God for Jesus tonight, because Jesus is the lighthouse. And if you follow Jesus, you got safety. You can't go wrong. Thank God they made this song. And I thank God for the lighthouse, for Jesus is the lighthouse. Aren't you glad tonight that you know the name Jesus? something about the name Jesus. Yeah, sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Come on now. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Let me tell you about the name Jesus. Come on. Let me tell you about that name Jesus. Woo. It is the sweetest name I know. God has already begun to bless me in 2023. I went to church on Saturday night, New Year's Eve night, and while I'm sitting in the service, a lady came up to me while I'm sitting in my chair and said, don't say a word, and crammed the palm of my hand with money. Don't say a word. Take it. And it wasn't 15 minutes later, another lady took her finger and pointed me in my back. She hit my back, and I looked up, and she said, here, take this. Another woman had passed me money. And I said, well, Lord, I just will tell you thank you. And then the lady came back to me and said, if you need more, there's more where that came from. I said, God, what are you doing in 23? 23 wasn't even an hour old. And God had people giving unto my bosom. And on last evening, I was on the phone speaking with a lady, and we were just having a good conversation. And she said, oh, Pastor Benjamin. I said, yeah. She said, I'm going to give you every month $100 on your groceries. My God, today. This is what God has started doing already in 23 for me. I said, but she said, don't you say a word. God has told me what to do. I said, Lord, I thank you. But you see, the Bible tells us to give, and it shall be given unto you. All of you that hold your face on tight, nothing can get out. But guess what? Nothing can get in either. You can ball your fists up right now, and if you had something in there, you could not. It would not escape your hand. But by the same token, that fist is so tight, nothing can get in there either. But my God, when you open up that fist and begin to relax the fingers, whatever's in can come out. But while it's open, something else can come in. Give. But to give, give it in Jesus' name, not to be seen, and the Lord will give it back to you. Do you know what he's going to do? No. But he doesn't forget your deeds, whether they're good or bad. I'm a giver. I'm a giver. I didn't give gifts this year for Christmas. I just really didn't feel like it. But there was a little boy who's turning 3 years old in this month. And I prophesied to his mother when she was telling him. And I said, what is the baby's name? Told me something about Alexander, some kind of whatever it was. And I stood there and I heard God say, listen. And I looked at the mother, and I looked at her belly, and I said, what's his name again? What'd you say? And so she said it again. And I said, mm-mm. God said, his name is Jonathan. And the mother was disappointed because she had chosen the name that she wanted to name her child. But here comes a prophet who don't know her to tell her, no, you got to change your baby's name because God said his name is Jonathan. The mother mother didn't know me, and I didn't know her. And reluctantly, she did not want to change the name that she had chosen for her son. Now, she's not married. So her and the boyfriend have made a baby. In the meantime, I find out later that the boy's parents didn't want anything to do with him because they felt like he messed his life up because he had a career. And they definitely didn't want anything to do with her. I find out that her mother is a preacher, a pastor of a church, and said, here I'm teaching the young to abstain. Keep yourself until God gives you a husband. And here comes my daughter, embarrassing me before the whole church. I'm telling other people's children. To wait on God for your husband. Keep yourself. And here, my daughter comes up pregnant. The mother said, no, she will not have a baby shower. I'm not condoning what she did. Some of the people in the church wanted to give her a baby shower. They know the young child didn't have anything. All the boys, girl's mother, who's the pastor of the church, said, no, I will not allow it. I will not condone what she did as if it was okay. But here comes Jesus. It's what she did was not right. But I forgive. So he says, I'm going to send Prophet Benjamin in the midst of this chaos. Folk not speaking to folk, unnecessarily so. These are kids. And you push them out there for the devil to destroy them because your pride got hurt. Jesus wasn't hurt because he died for our sins. And he died to set us free. He still allowed the blood to run warm in her veins. He still allowed her heart to beat. He still allowed her to walk, talk, and do all the things she was doing before she got pregnant. Jesus did that. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and encourage your loved ones to do the same thing. I'm not telling you that. But I'm making a point that Jesus is a good God. He's forgiving. And it doesn't mean he's going to forgive you for keep doing the same thing over and over. But to get back to the moral of the story is that the boy's parents and the boy's grandmother, they said they would not have anything to do with this baby. Poor child, and not even hearing folk not liking him already. But God sent the prophet Patricia Benjamin in the midst of that service that they were having. And another prophet who was up in charge of the service said, I see Pastor Benjamin sitting in the back. She just came down from New York. She made it to the service. Pastor Benjamin, I need you to come forward and prophesy to this young lady. I said, oh, no, she didn't. I don't have anything to say. I don't feel like prophesying. I just wanted to support resident prophet that was there from Virginia. And I said, I'm going to get down in time enough just to surprise and support her. And she pulls me up from the back and said, here's prophesied to this young girl. I said, oh, God. I stood there for a minute because I had to hear from God. That's when God told me, asked her, What is the baby's name? That's when God spoke and said, no, she can't name the child that. I said, what are you having? She said, a boy. I said, what's the baby's name? And I know they probably thought I was crazy for asking her questions like that. But you see, I had to do what God said so that the people could believe that God is real. So she has the baby. The mom said, what's she gonna name? She said, Jonathan. That's what Prophet Pat said. God said that his name is Jonathan. So she named him Jonathan. Well, a few weeks ago on December the 3rd was the first time I saw the baby Jonathan. Oh, he's walking. He's going to be 3 this month. I had not seen that baby, and I live here in Delaware. Had not crossed, ran across the grandmother or the mother. But let me tell you what God did. It's a miracle. All the people who had said from his father's side of him, they didn't want anything to do with the mother or the baby. They wasn't going to buy anything. Don't bring the child to see us. We don't even want to see the baby. And that's fine, because God was in that too. When the child was born, the boy naturally is excited, and he says to his parents, the baby's here. The baby is born. And he got no response. He said, and she named him Jonathan. When he said she named him Jonathan, his grandmother jumped up and said, what you say a baby name is? He said, Jonathan. She said, that was your great-great-grandfather's name, and nobody knew it. See what God did. That's we want to see the baby. He's named after his great-great-great-grandfather because it is his father's great-great. So he, look, they got in a hurry. We want to go to the hospital. We want to see the baby. His name is Jonathan? Yes. That's what she named him. And they went shopping after they left the hospital. And they brought everything. See, the mother wouldn't let her have a baby shower because she had disgraced the church. And the mother, because she's the pastor. But those great-grandparents and grandparents, they went shopping and bought everything that the baby needed. Everything. From a crib to the onesies, the pampers, the bottles, everything. Because the girl's mother wouldn't let anyone give her anything because the mother was hurting that her daughter disappointed her and embarrassed her like that. But when Jesus is in it, stay out of it. Now, this little fella, little Jonathan, I was told on the 3rd of December, said, oh my goodness, you, if he got a stick from outside, he's beating in the air. He's just a little drummer at heart. He just doesn't matter what, if he gets something in his hand, he's a beating and a beating. And said he can keep up with the beats. I said, do he have a drum? They said, no. He just, somebody will give him something and he's just beating in the air. I said, well, he shall have a drum. And we went online, and we found the baby a drum set, similar to the big boy. Wasn't buying that little toy. was a rust up for him to hit it and put a hole in it. I got him a real drum set, foot pedal, everything. Just a smaller version of the Ludwig wig, big drum set for the bigger people. That's the only gift I bought for Christmas this year was for baby Jonathan. And the mother took a picture. His soul came with it and everything. And John had the Lord have that baby had them drumsticks in his hand as if he was an adult, a teenager. And he wasn't focused on nothing but that drum. Didn't even look up to get his picture taken. I wanted to bless somebody tonight. What you put down, Jesus raises up. And we prayed that God would allow him to be a professional and have his own studio, his own others, what he heard in his ear. The sound was in his body. In order for him, when he was 6 months old, he just beaten. And that baby should not have been aborted. Look at what you would have threw away. And whether the grandmother or the daughter, she was embarrassed. But, oh, my God, she thinks nothing of that grandbaby. Now, God has to get in things and fix it. I thank God for Jesus tonight. I thank God because Jesus is the lighthouse. And while you're sitting in darkness about things, Jesus can shine the light on your circumstance and change everything. Just like that. Or somewhere in your city where you live, go out by the water and see if you can find the lighthouse. It is the tallest thing at the water. Because the scripture tells us in Matthew that no man lighteth a candle and hide it under a bushel. You want the light to be high so it can be seen. It tells us in Matthew that you are a city that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hidden. The light is on. I live in the country. In New York, and when we would leave the Hamptons heading towards the city, New York City, you knew you was close to the city. Well, how did you know? Because you started seeing lights abundantly flying the airlines at night, and you're all of a sudden you're riding in all of this darkness because it's nighttime and you're going through clouds and all of this stuff. But as you approach a city, you can look out the window and the lights are just glistening. Lights everywhere. In 23, you need Jesus, the light of the world. He is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world, ever shining in your soul. I talked to Sister Fanny Davis, Short Davis, back in September. I was having a service at King's Chapel Memorial for all of those who were once a member there, and her mother was a member, and her children, Sheila, Lawling, Bobby, Rosina is the only one left alive. But I talked to her. She said, wait a minute. Don't forget about me. I'm from King's Chapel. I said, no. You still alive, sweetheart. We can't memorialize you. She said, I'm 92, and I'm bedridden. I said, but you're still alive. Can't memorialize you. You got breath in your body. She said, oh, yes. She said, okay, all right. But she didn't want to be forgotten. I was a member there at King's Chapel. That's my home church. I grew up there, she said. Don't forget to put my name down. I said, no, I can't. only doing those that passed from life to death. She said, oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm still here. But just months later, she's gone. Months later, I can add her now to that memorial list. And not only can I add her, I can add my own brother who was here when I did the service in October. And now he's gone. So if I had to do the service again, I would have to add those two that wasn't on there in 22 when I did the program. But if I was to do it again, I would have to add their name. But Jesus is the light of the world. And I want you to stay focused in 23 on Jesus. Whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you need, he will supply your need. But greatest, you need him. And you need forgiveness. And you need to forgive. Let it go. Because you don't know when it is your last time. And you don't have time to say, God, forgive me. I don't know if my 38-year-old cousin had a chance on the, he was in his car when he had a massive heart attack. I don't know if he had time to say, God, forgive me. So we need to do it on a daily basis and recognize that Jesus is the lighthouse. A song says, one man sat alone. I wish I had 15, 20 years back. I'd sing it for you all tonight. But the song was, the words was, one man sat alone beside the highway begging. It's talking about blind Bartimaeus in the Bible. He sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes was blind. The light he could not see. So he clutched to his rags, his clothing, and shivered in the shadow. But when Jesus came, hallelujah, God, that man's darkness fled. When Jesus comes, all of Satan's powers are broken. When Jesus comes, he'll wipe the gloom away. Jesus will take your life, your ragged life, and fill it with glory. All is changed when Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus comes, all Satan's powers are broken. When Jesus comes, he'll wipe the gloom away. He'll take your life and fill it with glory. For all has changed when Jesus comes to stay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes, he makes a difference. Whether your mother like you or not, Jesus can make a difference. Whether father, and you may not know who he is, it doesn't matter when Jesus is in the picture. He is the light, making a difference in darkness. Take 23 and get it right. Get it right. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did it. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did it. I was lost in a world of sin. Jesus came and he took me in. God did it. Woo! Oh, yes, he did it. For everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. Woo! Oh, yes, he did it. Now, I want to give honor to all of you that's on Blog Talk Radio tonight with Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I give honor to God for his goodness, for his loving kindness, and his tender mercies. For he blots out our transgressions, our iniquities, and he give us his light shining in a dark world. He is a beacon of light shining through us. Everything that happened to you that was good, God did it. Oh, yes, he did it. And I thank him for it tonight. Give a special shout out to my sister, to Jackie Grant, and to our melodious mother, Mother Janie, in her absence tonight. And to Mother Blondie, these people have been with me down through the years. They don't hit and miss. I got some that'll start out with me, and before the end of the year, they fall off, and then they'll catch up somewhere. I thank God for Brother Willie Green all the way in California. He makes sure that he's on Wednesday night, and it's a big time difference. So you all have had time to get home and get your dinner and get your bath if you want to shower, however way you're going to do it. And you can be sitting in your easy chair when I come on at 7, but it's just 4 o'clock where Brother Green is. But he makes the time to be on Blog Talk with us, Glory United Ministry, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. And he lets my sister know, because he's on her Facebook page. And when she puts the announcement out there, he's ready, waiting for the time. And I thank God for you, Brother Willie. And I thank God for the people that you have invited to get on Blog Talk. But I need you all praying for me so that I can get the computer back going. My husband took care of all of that. But God saw fit to bring him home. So I'm working on it. That was not my field. He didn't want me to work with the laptop or the desktop in his office. He said, no, you preach the gospel. That's what you're called to do. I'll take care of the technology. I'll take care of the electronics. But you see, it left me handicapped. But I've got to get to getting so that I can see who's on and recognize the number and give you all the opportunity that you had before my husband got sick, and you were able to push the one even just to say hello, or will you pray for me, or will you pray for my neighbor, or talk to me. Right now you can't. You can send my sister an email or send her a text message, ask Pastor, is it okay that I call her for prayer? That's fine. That's fine, because if you're talking foolish, I know how to drop a call. But I thank God for all of you in this new year. I want you to do better by God, first of all, and then do better by yourself. And at the end of the month, I'm going to ask that everyone would send me an offering, just to help defray my Blog Talk bill. But if you don't, God is able. If I could just get you to send $3 a month, that might be too much money for some of you. Christ, for the gospel. See, when you give to the gospel, you're the preacher too. Well, how am I the preacher? Because you're helping to spread the word. That's what a preacher does. We spread the word. So when you support Blog Talk, I don't know about some of the other ministries. I don't buy cars and all that stuff. go towards Block Talk Radio to keep me on the air. I will give that information that you can do a Cash App. My Cash App is $GLORY, U, M, Glory United, the U, Ministries, the M, but it's capital G, then lowercase after that, Glory, and then capital U, and then capital M. That's Glory United Ministry, $. You all know how to do a Cash App. I just gave you what you need to support Glory United Ministry. I get Social Security. I don't need it for me. And God have people to give to my bosom. So see what you can do. When my husband was alive, he paid for everything. Glory. I'm getting ready to close this service. It's really been nice being with you. I do have a scripture because, you know, I never let this service go on. And, yes, I'm a walking Bible. I don't have to open my Bible. I can just pop stuff, just pop off. I don't have a Bible near me. And I can tell you what thus saith the Lord. But for some people, they need to hear it read. So that's why after I'm done ad-libbing, talking, playing music, listening to someone sing or whatever, I get my Bible. I'm going to go in the kitchen and get my Bible because my phone is out there charging, and I use my phone, the Bible on my phone. But in the meantime, I'm going to send this song out for all of you that are on with us tonight. I want you to enjoy this song. And when they finish, I'm going to read from Malachi, the fourth chapter. So you can go ahead and pull up Malachi. It's the last book in the Old Testament. I'm ready to start this song. And it's for all of you that are listening. Amen. Amen. Bless you.
This is my son. The preacher got a talk. He's introducing his son.
But they'll sing in a minute, I hope.
on and tell the world that Jesus lives. That's what he was singing. Somebody tell the world that Jesus lives. He lives down in my soul. I tell you, I'm so glad that Jesus lives tonight in my soul. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name tonight. That's a song that you can sing when you're walking around in your kitchen and you feel down and out. Just start singing, my soul loves Jesus. And he'll lift that burden from you. When you're driving your car, just give God a wave off of it and say, I love Jesus. I'm going to bless his holy name. I tell you, he's a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. He is a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. He is a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Don't sing like I used to, but I thank God for what I got left. The enemy has attacked my vocals, but God is the light, and it's all right. It's all right, because God can do it again, just like he did it before. He can do it again. At one point, I had lost my voice for singing completely, and God brought it back, and I see the enemy is still trying to silence my voice, but God got me. And he got you too. So whatever the enemy is trying to do, always acknowledge God, because he's able to do. God is able to do just what he said he would do. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. And you remember that. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. Let's go to Malachi, the 4th chapter, quickly. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them saith the Lord of hosts, shall leave them neither root nor branch. My God, today, God, don't play. Y'all better get it right. 23 ain't no joke. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stalls. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be as ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant,
which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. There's nothing new now. When you say, well, you know what? Him and his dad don't get along. Her and her father, they don't get along. They're arguing, they're fussing, they're fighting. The child is hitting the father. The grown folk fighting the boy, take off and hit his dad upside the head. The girl will take off and bop her mother in the eye. God has already spoken about that day. See, the reason why you don't know what's going on because you don't read the word. Or you're going to a church that's afraid to address the word. They like to tell you about Moses in the burning bush, but they don't have time to tell you the truth. They want to tickle your fancy and make you keep you coming so they can get your offering. But as far as telling you the real deal, they don't have time to tell you what thus saith the Lord. Oh, God is a good God. God won't do that. Don't mess with God. Don't mess with God. You ask Pharaoh what happened to his army. Didn't say Pharaoh drowned because he didn't go to the water. But Pharaoh's army drowned, fooling with God and Moses. That was the same God that allowed the children of Egypt, of Israel, to walk across on dry land. But he waited until Pharaoh's men had gotten all in on the dry land. And then he allowed a little bit of water to cover them up for dead. That's the same God. He's still God. He's still there. He's still the same one who created the heavens and the earth. He's still there. He hasn't changed. My God, today, I'm going to tell you what he said. He's going to do again now. Beware. Behold, I will send Elijah, the prophet. Well, folk talking about, well, I don't like all these prophets and stuff. Where all this stuff come from? That ain't in the Bible, no prophet. This is all man-made stuff. Read the book. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful. Y'all went to school? You know what the word dreadful means? Day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. You're going to love your son again. You're going to love your daughter again. Because God is going to get into this thing. Because he doesn't want your soul to be lost. That's that forgiveness you got to. You got to forgive them. So that God can, when he make up his jewels, he can bring you back with him. But if that unforgiveness is there, forget it. You're not going with him. Fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smote or smite the earth with a curse. That is Malachi, the fourth chapter. There's only six little verses. I know you can read for yourself. And the word of the Lord is always blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me see if I can find something else here for you all tonight. I tell the world that Jesus lives. Well, I just hit the wrong button. Oh, bless his name. We will listen to something on next week. You all have a blessed night tonight. Remember, now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come, the evil days are here. Forget not the Lord, and forget not his benefits. For the psalmist let us know that it is the Lord who loads us daily with benefits. Most of you take a job because it has benefits. The pay may not be all that, but the benefits is beneficial to what you need. So it is the Lord. Why not come work for him? Because it is the Lord who loads us daily with benefits. Oh, bless his name. Have a good night. I'll see you next week if the Lord say the same. Call me if you need me. My sister knows how to get in touch with me. Oh, bless his name. I won't get my number out on the air because I don't want kooks who randomly looking on the blog talk get my number and calling, because I had that to happen already with my other number that I had. Man called from Australia and wanted to take me on a date. I said, sir, I'm a preacher and I'm a married preacher. And he said, well, that doesn't matter. We can still have fun. Your husband doesn't have to know. So Dr. Scott changed the number. And so we vowed not to give my personal number out anymore on Blog Talk. So contact my sister on Facebook if you need to speak to me. And I'll give you a call. Oh, bless his name. Have a good night, everyone. I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. For I see in you the glory of the King. Yeah, and I love you with the love of the Lord. All right. Night, night.